Sir, could you please just state your full name and your ABC number for us for the record?
David Micael Ramirez, 292-742.
Okay, Mr. Ramirez, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing. You have the Honorable David Mill, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole office, is Mr. Turner, sir.
Yes,
sir. Mr. Ramirez, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were also notified of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or your right to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Ramirez, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at phase one. You have two allegations on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Yes, sir.
The first allegation states you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about August 1st, 2018 per the TASS LCMS lab report dated August 15th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay. So the other allegation on the warrant states that you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12B as demonstrated by your failing to enter and successfully complete the penal reentry center program as directed by your parole officer on or about August 22nd, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Ramirez, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed, was about to lapse into it's a criminal ways of company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by Ms. Myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse.
Yes.
Agreed, Mr. Neal. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two to get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go with some information and see if the board has any questions and give you the opportunity to present any information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Ramirez was released from ABC custody on 4/30/2018 and arrested on 8/22/2018 by ABC. No new charges noted. He turned back to ABC custody on 8/22/2018 with a CSED of 3/30/2019, zero absconses. Current conviction, 2014, commitment A, count one, trafficking in stolen property, 5 years. 2014, commitment B, count one, burglary second degree, 5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-4, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs, tampering with a security device, criminal damage, and fining noted. Other arrest, 2005, shoplifting, Arizona juvenile probation. 2005, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2005, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2009, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2011, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2012, theft, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2013, trafficking in stolen property, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Has a GV score of G6, V6.
Okay, Mr. Ramirez, when you were released, you were approved to reside with your mother, Mrs. Susan Ramirez, at 358 North Stagecoach 12, number 12, Roosevelt, Arizona, in Roosevelt, Arizona. What it looks like on August 1st of 2018, the mother had to move to trailer 784 in Deer Trail, Roosevelt, because of the monsoon. So did you move with your mother to that location too, sir?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. Were you working at Roosevelt Reserve Park also?
I also obtained a second job working at Austin State House Oil, and my parole officer was there, I can verify that, both, you know, I maintained employment, I had my own vehicle, I was doing extremely well, and I need treatment, you know, I've never had the opportunity to go to treatment, I was there, I screwed up, I was being butthead, you know, but I would definitely like the opportunity to go to treatment, you know, and do outpatient as well when I do leave the program. And that's truly all I'm offering, I'm not, you know, I'm not that person judging me, you know, certainly in the wrong direction.
Okay, so it looks like, sir, that you, in July 8th during the staffing, you admitted to your parole officer that you had used meth and marijuana, is that right?
Yes, sir. I'm not lying about anything, I want to be honest and, you know, try and get the help that I need, and that's the only way that it's going to happen.
Well, so what caused you to relapse? It looks like you were working and then you relapsed and started back to using drugs. Your mom even was looking for you, made a missing report on you at the Gila County Sheriff's Department.
Yes, sir, you know, it was the drugs. I got so high and paranoid that I couldn't, you know, I was using meth and
and you didn't complete that program. Why didn't you complete the program?
I went to the program and I was just a little, I was questioning about what was going on in the program, and I got to do a little bit and, you know, talking and was hired. I have no excuse, but I just would like the opportunity again. I have my family's full 100% support behind me, you know, that they would much rather see my mother, especially, would much rather see me try to rehab and do the rest of my time.
Okay. So I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Send no additional question coming from the board. Mr. Ramirez, the board is about to go into discussion as we come up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself, sir?
Just whatever the outcome is, I appreciate your guys' time, and I'm not, there is no animosity, you know, I fully accept the responsibility of my actions, but I would just like the opportunity to do this for real.
Okay.
That's all. I thank you for your time.
All right. Okay, Mr. Ramirez, I'm going to ask you to stay on the line so you can hear the conversation take place. I will remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. The board's now into discussion. Mr. Ramirez was, appeared to doing pretty good when he got out, and then he said that his birthday came around and he started to use some drugs, and he just ran with it after that. When he was using meth and marijuana, he did admit to his PO. His PO definitely was trying to work with him, and PO had a warrant out for him. He quashed the warrant out when he went in and met with the PO. The PO then put him on a program so that he could get some help with his drug addiction, and he didn't complete the program, and he went to the ITH program at the reentry center. And he continued to stay out there and was subsequently arrested by Department of Corrections. And I think that he'll be released on March 30th of 2019. I think if Mr. Ramirez takes this time that he has left and try to get an NA or AA programs while he's incarcerated, or work with the CO3 to get some programming together so that he gets out, that he would be a productive citizen and hopefully not relapse back into drugs or have any negative contacts with law enforcement again. This was his first offense and his first time, and he didn't have any prior, so hopefully if he gets himself together while he's incarcerated, completes his time, he won't be on any parole or community supervision, and hopefully he won't have a second time to have to go back to prison. That's my recommendation on how I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay, therefore, I am going to move to revoke. I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Ramirez, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses, about to lapse in the criminal ways or company as he did relapse and start back to using drugs, methamphetamine, as well as marijuana.
Second. Agreed.
A motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse, agree Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Ramirez?
Yes, sir.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on March 30th of 2019. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision, sir. While you're still incarcerated, sir, try to get involved in any AA or NA programs or any programs you can. Sir? Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
The day I showed up is the day that they arrested me at rehab. I never left rehab.
Okay.
So I just wanted, if you got that mixed up, that I took off from rehab, which I didn't. I got there and was arrested there.
That's no, you didn't get it. You didn't get to complete the rehab, sir. Is that right?
I was arrested that same day there.
Okay. All right. So, Mr. Mayor, the board, I do understand that, and we have that. So while you're incarcerated, try to get involved in the ENA or AA programs while you're there. Work with your CO3 to see if there's any program you can get into when you're released, so that when you're released, sir, you won't have any negative contacts with law enforcement or ever have to come back before this board again. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Ramirez. I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board. Could you sit the phone down so the next person could come in?
Yes.